Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and informative hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the consequences of obstinately holding one's own opinion regarding an issue or a matter. As you know, in Islam, one of the virtues and one of the things which has been very strongly advised is consultation, or what we call in Arabic, mushawira, which means that when undertaking an important task, when embarking on a significant job, before, you know, formulating or coming to a decision regarding it, we have been advised to consult with other people and ask their opinion regarding it. Now, this is so important that in the Holy Quran we see that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who we believe was, you know, the wisest and most sagacious of all human beings on this earth, even he was advised to consult with, you know, his companions and others before, you know, coming to a decision regarding an issue. In the Holy Quran, we read, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and consult them regarding the issue. وَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and when you come to a decision, then trust in Allah and embark on the matter. Conversely, it is not good to be obstinate regarding one's own opinion. If you have come to a decision regarding something and people are telling you that, you know, what you're trying to do or what you have, your decision is wrong, it's very bad to obstinately hold on to it and not listen to others' opinion. Like, for example, let's give a common example of this. A lot of times youth, they become acquainted with a person, another person, and they want to marry them. And, you know, they come to a decision regarding it, and they say that this person, I want to marry them, and, you know, I love them, and it's just something that I'm going to do. I'm not going to listen to anybody regarding, even though, you know, a person's friends may, you know, dissuade him from it. The person's parents may be against it. His brothers and sisters, his friends, everybody may be against it, but, you know, this person, you know, he holds obstinately onto his own opinion. He doesn't listen to anybody regarding this. Is something very wrong, and, you know, obviously it leads to very bad consequences. In this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he who obstinately holds his own opinion is ruined. It leads to ruin and destruction. And he who consults other people shares in their collective understanding. So here, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to the reason why we have been advised to take, to consult with others, in that when we do so, we share in their knowledge and their understanding, and the chances of mistake and error are reduced when we do this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences of obstinately holding on to one's own opinion, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد